How many in the family?
We were four brothers and one sister. I'm the oldest. I'm 58 years old.
What were their names, others' names?
My brother Howard. he was after me, and he was a state police. He retired as a lieutenant in the state police. My next brother was Steve. He's a county agent. And my next brother, Wilbur, he's vice president of the Guaranty Bank in Lafayette. And my sister, Gloria, she's just a housewife, and she works at the stockyard.
Fine family, you know, doing quite wealthy.
Yeah.
See, did you open this stockyard, or your father, did you?
Well, I started my working in 1938. I went to a business college for 1 year when I finished high school. Worked my way through. I started work Lake Charles.
Yeah, I had a girl from Lake Charles.
Oh.
6 feet tall.
Yeah. I went to business college there for a year. Then I came to work in the bank in Opelousas, St. Lander Bank. I worked there 10 years.
Yes, sir.
I was in charge of the bookkeeping department. And I left the bank as an assistant cashier. And came to work. I bought into the stockyard business. And I've been at it ever since.
It's a big stockyard.
And I also have the biggest stockyard in the state in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, that's, I heard you.
Take yesterday. April the 18th, that's Paul Revere. Remember? Paul Revere took a midnight ride on 18th of April in 75.
Hardly now is a man alive.
I remember that famous day in here.
You ever know most of that poem? You
probably used to recite in front of the class.
Yeah, it was an easy one to remember, but it's still something to remember all of it. Yeah.
See, we sold 2,145 head of cattle yesterday in Baton Rouge for a total sales volume of $347,000.
Now, have you met that Irishman that's staying with Frank?
With who?
They were telling me about, well, I don't know, there's an Irishman there, he's a nice fellow, Mike Hanrahan. And he was, they were telling me about
him. I know of him more than I know him.
Yeah.
But see, he's much older than I am. He's in his 70s, I think.
Yeah. Y'all have some pretty good cattle here, man.
Oh, yeah.
What's the primary, the best breed?
It's a matter of taste. It's like I prefer a Ford, you prefer the Chevrolet, and the other man prefers the Buick. They're all good. It all depends what you like and how you treat them. What serves the purpose? You take along the Gulf Coast. Everybody wants Bremer cattle, or at least have Bremer, so they can resist the mosquitoes, year flies, the alligators, the marshland, you know? That hot, humid, part of the country, you know. It takes something with stamina to withstand those conditions.
Yeah, and they're mean too.
you got to be a man to fool with them, you know.
That's damn true.
But as you get inland, see, we're 60 miles from the coast. Well, then most of the people want Hereford cattle, Angus cattle, the English breed cattle, as you pull away from the coast. They do it as well as the Bremer cattle in one respect, and they're not as mean or not as vicious as the Bremer cattle. But when you get in the Gulf Coast, a poor Angus cow or Hereford cow, she can't take that.